Now, back to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper
on Real Golf Radio.
Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. All things British Open this week, and we'll return to that coming up on the back nine, hour number two. We'll welcome in America's favorite caddy and get his thoughts as well on Royal Lithium and St. Anne's. But first, we go out to our guy, Chuck Miller, the traveling guy. He's on a 50-state tour in 50 weeks around the United States. And checking in with the places to play and the places to stay, raising money for the Wounded Warriors Foundation. And Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Hello from Kentucky. This week I visited Louisville, Bowling Green, and Paducah. No golf while in Louisville, just sightseeing while staying at the Brown Hotel, a luxurious hotel built in 1923 with lots of marble, high ceilings, and an elegantly formal dining room, the English Grill. In Louisville, I had breakfast at the North End Cafe, where healthy, wholesome food is the order of the day. Took a tour of the Louisville Slugger Factory and toured world-famous Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby Museum. After Louisville, I drove to Bowling Green, where Corvettes have been made since 1981. On the way, I stopped to tour Jim Beam and Heaven Hill, two of the six bourbon distilleries on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. In Bowling Green, I played two courses, Old Stone, a magnificently groomed private course, and Crosswinds, adjacent to the Holiday Inn University Place, the excellent hotel where I stayed. Old Stone was a very difficult course. It was very hilly with Bermuda fairways, 3 to 4 inch Kentucky bluegrass rough, and lightning fast bent grass greens. PGA pros often practice there when tuning up for the Masters. Crosswinds, named the best public course in Bowling Green for the past 10 years, was a very enjoyable flat course with water on six holes and some of the largest bunkers in Kentucky protecting its bent grass greens. When you stay and play in Bowling Green, you won't have to look far for a place to eat. There are restaurants everywhere. My favorite was Double Dog Sports Bar, which had a great variety of burgers and a large selection of craft and imported beers. In Paducah, I played Paxton Park, another excellent, well-maintained municipal course with mature trees and creeks that meandered throughout the course. While in Paducah, I drove a freight train on the Railway Museum Simulator, guided a barge down the Ohio on the simulator at the River Discovery Center, toured the unbelievable National Quilt Museum, which exhibits spectacular world-class quilts, and visited the Market House Museum. All were close to the spacious apartment I stayed in at the Foxbriar Inn at River Place and to excellent restaurants in the historic downtown district, including Max's Cafe, Whale's Catch, and the Tribeca Mexican Museum. Restaurant. That's it from Kentucky. I'm off to Southern Illinois and Southern Missouri.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Chuck. You can check him out on thetravelingguide.com. And we visited the Louisville factory when we were for the Ryder Cup. Pretty cool stuff. And Chuck checks in weekly with the places to play and the places to stay each and every week. So there you go. If you happen to be traveling out in the area, hopefully that helps you out.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. That was one of my most fond little junkets that we've done. Yeah.